This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
On corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines,
it's Anthony Gucciardi and Joe Biggs.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right. A whole fourth hour is going to be serious. They're going to be taking your calls. They're going to be talking about Joe's experience up there in Virginia at the site of the shooting, breaking it down. Anthony's got more health news. You're welcome to go over all this news I haven't gotten to yet. Right now we're talking to Cash in Missouri. Cash, you tried to comment on driverless cars. You go ahead and make your point on that, sir.
Yeah, well, there's this leads into that, but first of all, there's a foundation who has developed a free energy technology, which is available for sale, and it's going to start to be shipped worldwide within the next 60 to 90 days. It's called the KeshFoundation.org. That's K-E-S-H-E, Foundation.org. They have a unit for that's going to cost $500 that will provide 3 to 5 kilowatts of energy. Independently, hook this into your house system. Hook it into your business system.
You know, I mean, I know they've got some cool alternative energy systems that have been suppressed, but I don't know about this group. But I've heard this before over the last 20 years that a group's coming out, a foundation under different names, and they're going to ship it. Have you seen the machine? I mean, has it worked for you?
I have not seen the machine because they're now taking orders for it. They're promising to ship it within the next 30 to 60 days, maybe 90 days top. But it is available. They are producing it. The Keshe Foundation.
Well, I'll have to look into that. That's very interesting. What's your take on driverless cars?
Well, that is another one of their technologies. They've also are finding to have developed cars that not only are driverless. But they are, they don't need roads. They've developed technology.
Well, yeah. They have come out actually in the last 50 years with flying cars that are under $80,000. And Australia is looking at actually legalizing them in some areas. And that sounds pretty darn fun.
Said before that, you know, the current technology that we have today, they had 40, 50 years
ago. Oh, so yeah. They had cars 60 years ago that got 50 miles a gallon. They didn't have any electronics in them.
Exactly.
Now they got all this electronics. They can't even do that.
Well, what he's taken is
You know, Tesla has the power cell too, which is a really cool thing. You can plug it into your house, and it basically generates massive amounts of power in a preparedness type of way. And Elon Musk presented it a while back. It's pretty interesting.
Right.
Apparently, you can have massive.
Hey, we should send out a crew to the Elon Musk factory. They'll let us look at it, and then send one to this guy and investigate and see if it's legitimate. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Cash. Cash, cool name. Let's talk to Jason in Minnesota. You're on the air, and then Anthony's going to be sitting here, and co-piloting is going to be Joe Biggs.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother. Good to talk to you.
I'm stuck in Minnesota with a bunch of liberals like Klobuchar and Frankton, and we got Black Lives Matter coming to the state fair tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow. So I just want to kind of get your take on what, you know, verbiage I could say without getting in too much trouble.
Sure. Well, Rand Paul's like,
you know,
I think...
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's just Rand Paul's like, I support what you're doing to stop people getting killed, but you need to go about it better. That's too nice. When a group is racist, out of control, blocking people's cars just because they're white, I mean, I think the answer to them without getting into fights is just like, hey, I haven't done anything. Stop pushing this. You're funded by the globalists to create divide and conquer. If you want to go get in somebody's face, go find a Klan rally. Quit treating me like I've done something because of my skin color. And I mean, you know, personally, I need to seek out Black Lives Matter because I want to get in their face. I think it's very arrogant, very idiotic. But, I mean, that's what I think. I think you should go out there with some friends and videotape it.
Exactly. I mean, that's the way I feel. I mean, someone even drove them over when they were blocking a road here. I don't know if you've seen that on the news, but, you know, they ran them over. They're disruptive. They're really arrogant.
And well, because they're buying into the MSNBC They're buying into the MSNBC narrative. Listen, don't hang up, Jason, because that's what Joe Biggs wants to talk about, is the shooting and the whole Black Lives Matter thing. So we'll come back to you after they talk a while. Then Steve, Adam, and others, 800-259-9231. Tweet, tell your friends, a whole nother hour of live radio.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for Alex Jones, the Wing Commander, here with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. And Joe just got back from going down to Virginia to check out the latest on the shooting, the new shooting. And he's going to share with us what's going on. And we're going to talk about the Pope visiting and how he is aligning himself with Obama. We're going to take calls on Trump, Black Lives Matter, GMOs, trains, whatever that is. Oh, so on and so forth. Lots of stuff still to cover throughout this fourth hour, which we will be going through. But, Joe, what happened in Virginia when you went to visit and investigate the new shooter?
Yeah, so I went out to Virginia to find out what's going on with this new shooting, because immediately this tragedy happens. And what happens? The mainstream media, the government, everyone is jumping on this gun control bandwagon, anti-gun. Let's get rid of guns. Let's not hold individuals accountable for what's going on. But now you also have a lot of these people out here saying that it's all a hoax. I went out there. I saw the boards that they had to cut around the bodies, the blood that spewed from the second floor down to the first floor. It was not a hoax. There's a lot of people saying that there's timestamps different on these Twitters. It's so easy to go into Twitter and manipulate a time and then take a screenshot and then post it and make a video and sit back and watch people just nitpick at it. Or the fact that in one video, this guy has a long black sleeve thing on, but then when you see his arm extended, you see blue. Well, that's going to happen whenever, with your suit, extend your arm. Exactly. I can see another color under there. Voila, it's magic. No, that's what happens when you wear two layers of shirts or clothing. So people are just trying to nitpick. The horrendous thing is, the hoax of it all, is the fact that people are jumping on this. Like they say, never let a bad situation go to waste. And people are jumping on it. They're using it. They got the family while they're emotional. And they're trying to push for gun control. Now, Jakari, I don't know if you found the video yet, but he was telling me earlier, right when I got in, that there's footage of the father saying that, yeah, he's going to go out and buy a gun. He's a gun supporter. But you have the people, you have the government, you have the mainstream media, MSNBC, I was up late last night watching, and they're sitting there going, oh, you know, guns are bad, and you got Piers Morgan tweet, it's another senseless act of violence, gun violence in America. How many more do we have before we get rid of guns and end this? You know,
right. It's the same narrative every single time. And you talk about those who think it was a staged event, which we have two things that happen every single time during a shooting, right? So first and foremost, we have the gun control pushers. And it's so funny to me that we even continue to debate gun control. If you look at the FBI statistics, and again, this isn't even an area that I'm super into at this moment, but I've done time and time again videos on this. Just I remember the FBI statistics. It's 980,000 potential deaths. So it's crimes that could relate to death were stopped every single year from gun use, like brandishing a firearm or something like that. It's stopping so many deaths over and over again, and there's less than, 900 overall deaths from pistols every single year in the United States, and of those, you know, how many are criminals? It's such a lame debate to even have.
I mean, look at it. Go back to biblical times. They didn't have guns. What did they use? Cain and Abel, rocks.
And do you really think that guy was going to not kill the woman and the cameraman if he didn't have a gun?
He'd been planning for
mentally ill.
This guy was out of control, out of his mind. He had been sitting there methodically planning this entire thing out for so long. If he couldn't have got his hand on a gun, he would have figured something out. He would have ran him off the road. He could have ran up and stabbed the camera guy first because that's a bigger threat, a bigger guy, and then went after the lady. You know, there's all kinds of ways. If somebody intends to do harm, and they have that hate in their heart, they will figure out a way to carry out that attack.
Well, remember the school stabbing, too. I believe the kid killed or at least stabbed seven, eight, nine people. And he didn't have a gun. He had a box cutter or something like that.
I mean, I really want to go out and do a social experiment where I lay a pistol down somewhere out in public, you know, and just watch how many people walk by and get footage of that and show that that gun is not going to grow arms and legs, stand up, and go on a shooting rampage. It's not going to happen. It takes a sick individual to get behind that and use that tool for the wrong reasons. But just because a bad accident happened, because a crime happens, we shouldn't have to demonize and or strip liberties away from people. The right to protect themselves shall not be infringed, you know?
Yes, and go ahead. I do want to take calls, but at the same time, I also want to relate what you're saying to the Internet. Because you could say that the Internet, oh, it's a tool of horrible things. It's made people kill themselves. You know, children have killed themselves. Defamation has happened. All these horrible things have happened. The Internet is an open source tool for those to do good and spread the word like we do or ruin people's lives.
And a great example of that is a San Antonio police officer. His email popped up on the Ashley Madison account. You can go and check to see if your email pops on there.
Mm-hmm.
He committed suicide. He thought that his family was going to hate him, this and that. And it come to find out it was a cop block guy who wrote this and made up a lie and put that in there.
Ban the Internet.
Ban the Internet.
I think we should probably ban the Internet. But let's take a couple calls. Let's talk to Jason on Black Lives Matter because I know Joe wants to speak on this specifically. Jason, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I guess I'm just frustrated that Black Lives Matter would have the audacity to go to a state fair where there's family, children, kids, trying to enjoy, you know, a day to celebrate Minnesota, its culture and all that stuff. And you're going to have these people protesting. And, you know, they're not peaceful protesters either. You know, they block people. They do stuff.
I mean, it's artificial protest.
They should go to the Capitol or a police department. They should, you know. I just don't understand it. And I'm going to have to be in that mix. I don't know how far into it I'm going to be or, you know, what's going to happen. But, I mean, I'm sure verbally I'm going to be a little, you know, a little loud at them.
Right. And, Joe, I want your take on this. But my view on this is it's artificial form of protesting. Because if you really want to protest something, like March Against Monsanto is a real protest movement. They go to capitals. They get permits. They speak about facts. They speak about Roundup being linked to cancer by the World Health Organization. I've spoken at them. It's real. It's a real thing. And also, at the same time, I support awesome black people, transgender people like the ones earlier who were saying arrest Hillary Clinton. They're awesome. I don't care. You can be transgender. Do whatever you want. I have no ill will to these people. But at the same time, if it's artificially inflated that, oh, you hate black people, you hate transgender people. No, I don't. Not at all. You're going to go and block the highway and tell me that I'm a bad person for no reason other than me literally being white. That is the most racist thing you could possibly do. And you have firsthand experience with all this stuff.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of people out there in the Black Lives Matter movement that I've met personally in Ferguson, great people, and they're there for pure reasons. But you have people like DeRay McKesson, the so-called head of Black Lives Matter, who uses racism to so-called defeat racism. He calls people out on their whiteness, and, you know, I try to confront him a couple times, and I talk to him, and he's like, oh, just excuse your whiteness, get your whiteness away from me. That's extremely racist. How are you going to beat racism by being blatantly racist in his tweets all the time? All it does is stir up young people who are emotional, who have maybe had something happen in their lifetime, and they use that hate. And then you have the RevCom come in, and they boost them up even more, the Revolutionary Communist Party. These guys show up to these events, and they help stir the pot. And it takes something that could be pure, and it turns into this hijacked protest that's really pointless. Where the caller said, people are showing up, they're harassing people. That takes away from what's really going on. And my advice to you right now, if you're going to go to this event tomorrow, sir, is to just be careful as to what you say, in a sense, because they're all filming, and you don't want to be that next guy that they try to post up everywhere, and it completely
They'll edit
ruins.
You. They'll make you look totally insane. The good
hold
news
your
is-
ground, but just don't. Don't lose your cool or your temper.
Yeah, they will try to egg you on.
No, I don't want to do that. I mean, these people, I mean, they told them not to come to the Mall of America. What do? They come to the Mall of America.
Wow, congratulations. Right. You crashed a diner in some mall. You know, I mean, that's such an absurd form of protest. But the good news is all my black friends, and I'd like to hear your take, Jason and Joe.
Sure.
All my black friends are legitimately concerned about real things and know that these Black Lives Matter people are just completely artificial.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, I got a friend that's going to pick me up in an hour to bring me to work. He's black. He's totally, he listens to Alex Jones. He's all about freedom. There's no color barrier.
But we're racist right now for mentioning that we have black friends.
Jason, here's how they're winning, though. We have to make that differentiation. My friend's coming to pick me up. He's black. We wouldn't even have to talk about that.
Penguin picking me up. I'm sorry.
No, yes, obviously. But I'm saying we wouldn't have to make that distinction if they weren't forcing us to. Like, I wouldn't have to say my black friends know this is crazy. I would just say my friends know this is crazy, but they're making it about race, and that is their objective. That is the point. That's why they are beating us and succeeding in some ways. They're making it about race. They're claiming they're fighting racism, but all they're doing is bringing it down to the lowest common denominator of separation, which is racial divide. It's a total joke. Would you agree?
Oh, of course. I mean, like I said, I've got a lot of my friends in Charlotte right now. There was a cop in 2013, I believe it was, stopped to help a young man, shot and killed him. There was a mistrial last week, and then North Carolina just came out and said that they're not going to hold another trial on this officer. He essentially is going to be let go. So people have taken to the streets. That's a good reason. Go out and protest that. You stop, you ask for a cop to help you, and you get murdered. That's a reason to go out and protest. That's what protesting is for. But then when you go out and you start stopping traffic, or there's a pregnant person out there, there's a miscarriage that happens because of that, now this is turning into something bad. It was just like when I was in Cincinnati, I believe. The Black Lives Matter protesters were out there outside of the stadium during the NBA playoffs, and they threw a chair through a window and then started pepper spraying people. How does that help your cause?
All it does is obviously show the true intentions. Jason, thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Barbara on similar subject on money. She wants to talk about a number of things. Barbara, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, let's summarize your point real quick. We're about to go to break, and then we'll talk as soon as we get back. So tell us what's going on.
I have a solution for the Black Lives Matter and racist remarks and things. And then I wanted to mention that people should make sure that they shouldn't have old money in their possession, because we never know when they're going to take it off of the market.
Well, that's absolutely. You should have hard assets. You should have real estate, whatever you possibly can. We will be back in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about the Pope coming and aligning with Obama, EPA rulings, different power grabs going on, and much, much more. Stay tuned. Thank you for watching and listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in for Alex Jones with Joe Biggs. We're talking about a number of topics. We're going to take more calls throughout this final hour of the show. We're going to talk about how this day trader made $34 million while the economy was collapsing. We're going to talk about the Pope aligning with Obama and what that means. We're going to talk a little bit more about Black Lives Matter, some things that are going on throughout this weekend, and the Financial Times calling for the abolishment of cash. We're talking to Barbara, a caller, and she was talking about holding hard assets. I want to let her finish. And I want to precurse that with a statement that in all of these collapse scenarios, and I want to talk about the abolishment of cash and what that would mean for us and what that would mean for the wealthy elite, it's always the case that someone is making cash. Someone is making money big time. And I believe there is a secretive way with the abolishment of cash that would, as Alex was talking about earlier, fix the issue where we were saying the banks are laundering so much cash, they're running the drugs. How could they make money if cash was abolished? I have an idea that I want to throw out on that. But Barbara, finishing up, you were talking about an economic collapse. What were you saying?
Okay. What I came to think about was once when a friend and I went to Cancun. She brought back some of their colorful dollars, and they had said she couldn't cash it in because that money was already taken off of the market. Then, you know, I had a little bit of money stored, and I went to look, and a lot of the bills didn't have the color on them. So if they were going to really upset people, that could be one of the scenarios that they pull, that automatically they say that the money without the color is not any good anymore.
So I get what you're saying. Sure. So they can kind of change the standard of the dollar bill and then say everyone with the old dollar bill is no longer allowed to use that cash. That's an interesting concept. I'd definitely not heard of that before. Barbara, thank you for your call. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you, Barbara. That was very interesting. Let's go to Gary in Phoenix. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
My name
is Exponential on Facebook and such.
Awesome, man. What's on your mind?
I'm listening. Two quick points. The GMO battle. You know, this is just showing that the little guy does have a voice and that we just need to keep on the pressure. I mean, a lot of these movements, you know, with Oregon, you know, getting rid of GMOs is because of the little guy.
So no, that's right. Small acts multiplied by millions can change the world.
Well, it's interesting. As a child, I remember my father, you know, hey, man, you want to go to Burger King? You want to get like a sausage biscuit or something like that? And you would drive by and you would see Burger King completely full, the parking lot, McDonald's completely full, people waiting around the line. Now it looks like a ghost parking lot where there's nothing going on. That is the most amazing thing in the world. You know, what was it back during South by Southwest? I dressed up as Donald McRonald.
Oh, yeah, we got kicked out of McDonald's together.
And we talked to some people, and people were like, yeah, I eat here anyways, but I always feel like crap the next day, or I currently don't feel good right now, but I'm still going to go in anyways. That's what I don't understand. Why would you purposely hurt yourself? But the great thing is, though, is like you said, a lot of these people are standing up, a lot of these marches going on, people are standing up against GMO. They're saying, you know what, I'm done. And people are speaking with their dollars. It is awesome to see these guys get shut down.
Voting with your dollar is my favorite way of activism. I think it really, really works. And it reminds me, you know, he brought up Donald McRonald's. It's a puzzle in my mind. And how he went to McDonald's. I remember getting kicked out. I mean, the security guard literally dragged me out, pushed me out, because I said, what is in your McNuggets? I went into the line, into the...
Well, there's silicone breast implant fillers inside there.
Of course. Well, I know what's in it. I wanted to see if they knew what's in it. I wasn't even actually on... I wasn't in the camera piece. I was like, hey, what's in your McNuggets? And they're like, oh my God. And they got the security guards, you need to leave, and pushed me out of there. That's why we came back with you in costume, and we asked them, hey, what's going on? Do you know what's in your food? And everyone we asked was like, yeah, we know what's in our food. We know it's GMOs. We know it's toxic compounds. We know it's silicone fillers. We know it's total junk. But, you know, that's fine. We don't care. It tastes good.
There's still people out there who don't know that, and that's fine. If you make a conscious decision to make that choice and put that in your body, by all means, you have that freedom to do so. But our job is to try to at least waken up the people who don't know that, and maybe they aren't comfortable with that. And that's kind of why they're feeling bad. And they see that and they're like, well, maybe that's why I don't feel good after I eat this. Maybe I need to make a change.
Yeah, it is true. The ones I've talked to seem to know, but the one, every single person you ask, they're like, oh, well, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't care. Yeah. I love McDonald's. And some of them, though, actually were freaked out and they said, I'm not eating this ever again.
Yeah.
Because once people realize the truth of what's really going on with their food, they do stop eating it. It actually does work. Activism does work. And Gary, I agree with you. We're making tangible, real results that matter, and we're defunding them with our dollar. And coming up, we're going to talk about some other ways we're beating GMOs, Monsanto. We are going to get into the Pope thing, and we're going to talk about some action that you can take and some real solutions. Thanks again for watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Joe Biggs. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in as we lead in to this long segment of the hour with some Motley Crue to get everyone upset about this new breaking headline. Court overturns ruling against NSA. This is from The Hill. A federal appeals court on Friday overturned a lower court ruling against the NSA controversial collection method. So they're saying it's totally fine that the NSA collects every single thing that you do, and you can't do anything about it. Because, Joe, that's what freedom is all about, collecting everything you do, even though you've done nothing wrong, and storing it in massive databases, which, by the way, I personally went to and was kicked out of. You remember that?
Yeah.
We went to the NSA because we thought...
That's how long ago was that?
About 2 years ago, up there in Utah, in near Park City area, and we went up to the NSA data center, and I had a simple request. I wanted to know some ID. I wanted ID from one of the NSA workers there. I wanted to see their ID, and I wanted to look through their phone history and just look at everything they've ever done, because that's what they do to me, and I get to do that to them, too. Now, my plan was to actually go into the NSA center, park my vehicle, and go up and ask them for their information and just kind of talk to them and say, hey, why can't I look at your internet browsing history? I want to check that out. But I actually didn't get even farther than the parking lot, because a bunch of NSA security trooper people next to the military base that's on swarmed out in their huge Chevys with a dog that is trained to murder people, a massive German Shepherd. And I was told that I was lucky the dog wasn't hungry that day, because he was going to bite my testicles off. And I was totally escorted off, and I was arrested by these NSA agents under what authority, I'm not sure, and told that if I ever come back, I'm going to military prison. So that was not very friendly of them. That was not a very friendly encounter. The article is on screen from InfoWars.com.
But they're far good, though.
NSA goons threaten reporters with attack dogs, and that's exactly what happened. They said I was lucky the dogs weren't hungry, and insinuated that they were going to bite my testicles off, which probably would not have been a very fun experience.
Hey, that's the NSA.
But hey, that's fine. That's fine. The federal appeals court said that's great. They're awesome. And we're showing the video on screen right now.
They're there for your protection,
vehicles.
Though.
They're there for my protection. And I forgot to mention the key point. They took our cameras away and started to rip out the cards, the memory cards,
SD
everything
cards
like that. SD cards, rip them out. But thankfully, we're able to capture the footage, but that's totally illegal. Let's go talk about this Pope story, then we're going to get back to the calls, because I kept saying I would cover it. This is from AP. Pope shifts to shared goals with Obama as papal visit nears. Sweeping into office in 2009, President Barack Obama captured near rock star status around the world among millions who saw him as the embodiment of a new sense of social purpose. Oh, how sweet. Now that baton has largely been passed to Pope Francis, whose visit to the White House next month will put his common cause with Obama on vivid display. A common cause of destroying the country and destroying its economic ability, while also siphoning all of its riches and wealth to the same quote-unquote Democrats who are looting it blind. That sounds like an amazing pope, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I mean, religion, eh?
Hey, that's very Catholic, right? Steal everything, loot everything, and destroy it. I'm being sarcastic. Obviously, Catholics are real, true Catholics are against that, and I know that very well. Many people in my family understand that and are true Christians. Let's go to Adam, who wants to talk about the notorious Donald Trump, which is on everyone's mind, and it seems like we've talked about it, but everyone just wants to keep getting into it, and I understand why, because it's an attractive subject. Adam, what's on your mind?
Well, since I've been on hold so long and listening to you guys, I have some other points I could make.
All right, throw them out. Let's hear them. Let's do it.
Basically, I got two. I got one for you, Joe, and one for you, Anthony. The point for you, Joe, is about basically how I feel. If they take away guns, it's just going to get worse. Humans as a species are so successful because of how inventive we are and how creative we are. And if a human has ill will, they're still going to get the job done with the Boston bombing or the Trade Center being taken down with planes. They're just going to figure out an even more sinister way to kill people. So guns is not, taking away guns, as you know, is not going to stop human beings. We are a successful, creative species. It's all about controlling people's minds and technology. It's keeping you in the dark because your knowledge is power. And if you want to use knowledge for a bad thing, it's powerful, So, and then the other thing I wanted to make a point for the GMOs is basically I'm in the business of selling rare fruit, and I, on an everyday basis, have to kind of keep my feelers out. So I am aware of what I'm selling and who's getting it and what they're doing with it, because I sell rare seeds, and I feel like I'm in a special position where I have to be responsible.
Well, that's good that you are responsible, because most of the seed out there is at risk of being contaminated by GMOs on a major, major scale, to the point where organic farms are forced to sue neighboring GMO farms because just the wind can blow the GMO seed into the organic farms. And it kind of reminds me of a 2007 report about GMO alfalfa, where Monsanto had these testing grounds for GMO alfalfa before the USDA approved them. And the alfalfa was being spread to nearby farms, and they didn't think to test for it, because why would they? There's no such thing at this point as approved GMO alfalfa. And there were organic barrels, and they were tested, and they had GMOs inside of them from this GMO alfalfa seed. So there is a huge risk with GMO contamination that it could spread, and it could be out of control. And I would push to those people that say GMOs are safe, at least, we think they're safe right now. Well, what about in 100 years if our entire food supply is contaminated with genetically modified organisms? What then? We know the risks are untold. They're truly untold. And the Roundup alone in the crops is killing people. And, Joe, if you have any comments on that before we go to the next caller.
Well, it always reminds me of that scene from The Matrix when the guy, the Merovingi or whatever, is sitting there and he's eating a steak. And he's like, I see the steak. I smell it. My brain tells me it's there. It tastes good, but I know it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that a lot now when I go out and I get vegetables or I get food, I'm sitting there thinking, like, is this an actual chicken? Or is this a chicken that's been beefed up so big on steroids? Because really, when's the last time we probably actually had a real chicken that's, you know, chickens aren't that big, but now you see them at these farms, see this footage of them, they're giant. They're like Hulk Hogan's with feathers.
Right.
Or you see these giant, large tomatoes that could literally be like a melon of some sort.
And it's funny because I watch movies and they're supposed to be set in like Roman times or even, you know, the 1600s or something, and they have bananas, modern day bananas, or they have modern day oranges and stuff like that. Our food supply outside of the genetic modification, which is a whole another dimension, has been selectively bred into this sugar laden weird fruit that actually didn't exist hundreds of years ago at all. I mean, bananas were kind of like short, stubby, brownish mm-hmm. type things that weren't nearly as sweet. Now the idea of a banana is this like sweet, super yellow thing that everyone loves. Our food supply has completely warped. It's been completely selectively bred. That's not to say that it's the same as GMO, though, because that just means, you know, it's like a dog. You get a German Shepherd from breeding certain type of dogs. You get a Yorkie from another one, a pit bull from another one, blah, blah, blah. As opposed to splicing the gene of a scorpion into the dog, which is genetic modification. So it's a world of difference. But our food supply is changed completely. And I call it the new health paradigm versus the old health paradigm. Let's say pre-1900s is the old paradigm in which an apple is an apple. You're not going to have pesticides and herbicides killing you when you eat an apple. You're not going to have genetic modification of any kind. You're going to have a pretty balanced diet, even if you just eat whatever is out there. In the new health paradigm, when you go out to the grocery store, an apple is no longer just an apple. It has a film outside of it. It has herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, you name it. It could even be GMO now with the new Arctic apple. So we're living in a new health paradigm where we don't even know what we're eating unless we super investigate our food. Let's go to Danny in Texas. He wants to talk about the economy and a potential economic crash. What's up, Danny?
Hi, Anthony. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Okay, let me get you off speaker here.
All right. So what's on your mind, Danny? What do you want to talk about the economic crash?
I took an extra minute there to get you off speaker, but I think you'd be better. Listen, I've been wanting to try to get in about a book that's written by Jonathan Kahn. And, mm-hmm. you know, on the one hand, I think Alex has probably read it, but I don't know. And it's called...
Well, what's in this book? What's this book about?
It's the name of it's The Harbinger. And it's written in story form by a guy that puts together all of the Jewish traditions and warnings from God in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. And what he does, he ties it all together into from the fall of Israel directly across to 9/11. And then he states that the reason for this is because of the Shemitah. Are you familiar with the Shemitah?
That's interesting. That's definitely not my area of expertise. But apparently, the producers just said that Alex has had this guy that you're, I guess, the author on the nightly news, and he's talked at length about it. Joe, if you're familiar with any of this?
No, but I mean, I've heard Leanne talk about the Shemitah thing before. I think it was a couple months ago, she did a story in here with a guy about that. But, yeah, I'm not really that well
versed
in
that area.
So are
you saying there's an economic crash prediction you'd like to make?
Well, yeah, what it comes down to is he doesn't exactly say this in the book, but the end of this period of 7 years is which is what the Shemitah is about, when debts are supposed to be forgiven on the last day of the seventh year, and that's in the Jewish month of Elah, and that happens to coincide with September. In fact, September the 29th. And so the book itself is an outstanding piece, but it will just blow you away how everything ties into the Bible and Jewish tradition.
That is very interesting. I've heard a lot about September, some of the most insane things you could possibly hear and some of the most rational things. Yeah, I've heard about asteroids blowing the planet up. I've heard about bank holidays. I've heard about insider stock trading that's going on that's going to mess everything up. I've heard about China collapsing in different ways. I've heard everything you could possibly imagine about September and October from people that I think are way out there and also people that I think are super sound of mind and super intelligent and know what they're talking about. So I have no clue really what's going to go on. All I know is it's important to secure yourself no matter what.
At the end of the day, are you going to sit around and worry about something that might happen or just go ahead and start preparing?
Right. I mean, I'm prepared anyway.
Yeah, be prepared. Anyway. And if something happens, whatever the case may be, an asteroid, whatever it could be, just know that you've got your family together, you've got a plan, you're prepared, you've got food, you've got whatever it could be to get through it. And don't spend all the time sitting there worrying about what it might possibly be,
right,
because that takes your focus away. Get food, store food, you know, water, all that, and just see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, you want to be doing what you love anyway in terms of making money and financials and everything like that. Living day-to-day is obviously going to be a challenge in those times. Let's go to another call, but first and foremost, I also want to say, you know, if there is something catastrophic like an asteroid destroying the Earth, I mean, it's going to happen or it's not. I mean, you know,
we're
going to die or we're not going to die. I could die right now. I could die tomorrow. I could have a heart attack tomorrow. You definitely have to enjoy life, prepare for what's coming, try to do your own research and figure out your take on it. All right, let's talk about Matt. We'll go to Matt in Washington.
Yeah, Matt in Washington.
He wants to talk about Sheriff Ozzie. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, you guys. I was up at the rally with Joe and those guys. We had a real good time. It's nice to hear you guys on the fourth hour today.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
Have you guys seen Ozzie's two-hour presentation on the myth of police militarization?
I actually haven't seen it yet, but I've heard about it. Tell me more about it.
Well, it's a 2-hour presentation he did here back in June. And so I watched most of it and I hit him up on Facebook and I said, hey, you know, Alex Jones wants to debate you. What are your thoughts on that? And his response was that Alex Jones doesn't have the courage to debate him and neither did Matt Shea.
Well, that's funny because we went up there almost a year ago and specifically to debate this guy, especially after those comments came out from one of their officers about the MRAP being used for constitutionalists and how they stockpile weapons and ammo and how we're these evil bad people. And we showed up there was myself, Darren McBreen, Travis Knight, and we went out there, we went to confront this guy, and then all of a sudden he goes on this unexpected vacation, tucks his tail between his legs and runs off. And the whole time we're out there for 4 or 5 days, everyone's like, there's these Aussie spottings where people saw the sheriff like in civilian attire at a restaurant somewhere, ducking and dodging. That's what he does. This guy is a puppet for the SPLC. That's a complete and total dirtbag garbage group anyways. But I mean, it's almost like having, at the end of the day, Sheriff Ozzie Nezevich should bring in Snopes to investigate their the crimes they have in Spokane, because I mean that's how out of this world this guy is.
Well, I'm sure Alex is cowering in fear and totally unwilling to debate him, right? I'm pretty sure it's been opened up before. I think he had the ability to contact the producers of the show.
Yeah, he backed out before. I mean, he's written me on Facebook as well. The entire Spokane Sheriff's Department has written me as well, saying that they're not afraid, that any time they're willing to debate Alex and the InfoWars crew. And, you know, I just see it being another. He's going to tuck his tail and run, and come up with an excuse and then, you know, call us constitutionalists and compare us to ISIS again.
Interesting. Well, we'll see how that pans out. Maybe, Joe, you can go hang out with that loving man. Let's talk to Richard from Missouri. He wants to talk about economic news. What's going on, Richard?
Hey, my question is, you know, I believe wholeheartedly in owning currency in the form of gold and silver. There's companies out there that offer 401k rollovers and IRAs in which that they hold precious metal at a depository. And I'm sure there's numerous countries or companies around the country that offer this. What's your thoughts on rolling your 401k over into gold or silver that's held in one of these depositories? What's your thoughts on something like that?
So I could give you the perspective based on the economic experts that I've spoken to. And personally, I hold physical gold and silver. But the perspective of this is dependent upon how much of a preparedness, you know, lands you want to look through. I mean, specifically, you're buying essentially paper slips that guarantee you to a certain amount of gold and silver in a vault somewhere in the known universe. So in a theoretical complete collapse scenario, that piece of paper is not exactly going to get you very far, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you also have a 401k system that's built in to last at least, you know, several years before you turn that age. Now, from a balanced perspective, if you're thinking that the economy, obviously, you know, is not going to completely turn over and it's not going to go out within the next several years and you're at a certain age to where you can cash out on your 401k, that's probably better than holding non-physical cash, holding digits into space. At least a piece of paper guaranteeing you gold and silver would probably
be. I invest in guns and ammo.
Yeah. I'm personally a physical investor as well, but there's numerous ways to look at it. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Joe Biggs filling in for Alex Jones in this final hour. We'll be back with the last segment covering some key news. Stay tuned. It will be worth it.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer
producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In this final segment, we're going to take some more calls, talk about the new breaking news that has come out, and overall get into some key topics. So let's go right into it. Let's start talking to Richard in Tennessee. He wants to talk about defunding and some different things about Target. What's going on, Richard?
Yeah, I was actually mentioning where you guys busted LE Target, the same website, usaspending.gov. It shows on there, if you search stratospheric aerosols, a litany of universities and private corporations come up where they're doing different tests. And I just thought that would be some good news to maybe get out there, because, you know, they always say that chemtrails aren't real, but here you go, stratospheric aerosols.
So what do you make of that?
I believe that... it's definitely going on. Absolutely.
And what do you think, Joe? The chemtrails, I definitely want to hear your question. The chemtrails to me is definitely, it has been pushed to the seedy underbelly of the alternative news world, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It really has been pushed to the seedy underbelly. And there's a lot of information out there. There really is. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of disinformation. There is a lot to merit research. There's a lot to merit the seedy underbelly.
That's funny, though. As soon as you bring it up, everyone's like, whoa.
You're crazy.
You just went there. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Like, it's definitely been pushed.
It's like bringing up religion or politics at a bar.
Yes, it's been pushed to the seedy underbelly. But what were you going to say, Richard?
Well, I live outside of Oak Ridge, and I've seen this in southwest Virginia as well. But I see some drones quite a bit, white aircraft that just move very slowly, some without wings. You guys ever see anything like this?
I have not seen anything like that.
That's a negative here.
Interesting. You should take a video of it and put it on YouTube. All right, let's go to Brent real quick. We're going to wrap up the show here. Brent, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate listening to your excellent investigative journalism. I just wanted to call today to say that I stumbled across a news article. I believe it was from the Wall Street Journal or Forbes, but basically it just says that on October the 21st, 2015, the IMF is scheduled to announce a currency change, basically, that is set to move hundreds of billions of dollars overnight. And I just wanted to let you guys know about that. And if it interests you, you can look into it.
That is interesting. I'm definitely going to have to look that up. And it seems like it's almost like the major banking institutions and world currency institutions are feeding into the idea that something crazy is going to happen in October just because they're making so many actions. They're doing so many weird things in September and October. And once again, I'm not sitting here saying anything is going to happen. It is interesting, though, that all of these movements are happening at one time, pushing together. Joe Biggs, your take on this?
I mean, yeah, I agree with what you just said. I mean, their actions alone are going to spark people's the reactions on the opposite end as well. Like, all right, they're doing this.
They're begging for it.
So that means something's happening. That means something's happening, and that sends everybody into a panic. At the end of the day, do I know what's going to happen? No. But like I said before to the last caller, I'm going to be prepared. I've got my guns. I'm ready to go.
You need to get everything in order anyway, which is the key thing. And in closing, everyone, thank you for watching the Alex Jones Show. I have filled in as a sub-wing commander for Alex Jones. I would encourage all of you to check out the InfoWarsStore.com to support the show, support Alex, what he does. He needs the funding. He is launching many, many surprising, amazing new things in the coming months that he will announce, and it is your support that makes it all possible. Thank you so much for tuning in, and as always, the Nightly News is coming up tonight. What is going to be going on in the Nightly News, Joe?
Leanne's going to be hosting, and I think she's going to have myself and maybe a couple other of us on there and talk about some important topics that she has wrapped up, so we'll see what happens.
Excellent. Thanks so much for watching. Appreciate you guys. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.